Okay, our next speaker is Jacob James.
Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to talk to you about enhancing U.S. cotton classing using varietal data. So, why does our current classing system need to be enhanced in the first place? Well, as we just heard in a previous presentation, cotton fiber diameter, or standard fineness as it's known, is very important, as is fiber maturity ratio. Currently, we use the Micronair measuring system for these properties. However, as you can see from these two graphs in the bottom here, Micronair is a combination of maturity ratio and standard fineness, and both in about equal intensity to one another. So this means our current classing system can't really distinguish between standard fineness and maturity ratio and what's driving a high Micronair, what's driving a low Micronair. So this can lead to unjustified premiums and discounts on commercial cottons using our current system. So how can we better utilize our current system? Because due to cost and labor requirements, upgrading the system to measure standard fineness and maturity ratio independently is not feasible. That uses the Euster APHIS, and it takes too much time and it's too expensive. However, fiber standard fineness is known to be largely determined by genetics and not by environmental or agronomic conditions. So if we know a cotton's variety and we can establish a varietal standard fineness, we can use that information to then calculate the maturity ratio of that cotton from its Micronair using the Lord Micronair equation, which is just a mathematical equation relating standard fineness, maturity ratio, and Micronair. So to validate our hypothesis, we took 1,333 samples from a commercial gin in Crosby County, Texas, and we had all samples APHIS and HVI tested. So we had maturity ratio, standard fineness, and Micronair on these samples. We also polled the farmers and got all the variety information so we could match that up later. Once we had the varieties, we took 30 random samples from each variety group. We had 11 varieties total, I think. We had to exclude 4 varieties for a small sample size. And from those 30 random samples, we established an average varietal standard fineness. Then we excluded them from the sample set and used that average varietal standard fineness to then calculate the maturity ratio from the remaining samples, which is 889 total. Then we correlated the calculated maturity ratio to the APHIS measured maturity ratio. We get this graph right here. We have an R-squared of 0.88, so they correlate very well to one another. So this system can work well. However, as you can tell, the slope of this line is not 1. In fact, it's almost 2. And that's because the APHIS has a dynamic range issue that we already know about. So if we're going to use a program like this, we're going to have to calibrate the APHIS to use it as a reference method. And if we go on to confirm this research on a larger scale, this could offer us the opportunity to revamp our current classing system with virtually no infrastructure upgrades. All we would need is the variety of the cotton and to sample a certain number of samples each year to confirm the standard fineness of that variety. But it's also important to note the success or failure of a program using the reported variety will ultimately rest on the farmers accurately reporting this information. So we will have to educate, and there would have to be outreach. If we were to do something like this, we have to convince them that this is worthwhile and this is something they need to be doing. So with that, I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Cotton Inc. for funding this project, the faculty and staff of the FBRI. Blanco Gin Incorporated was the gin who helped us out with the samples, and all the farmers who provided us with their agronomic data. Please come see me. My poster is number 91 this afternoon. I've got a lot more to explain, but we don't have time here. Thank you.